Hello, world, and welcome to another episode of In the Middle.
Yes. In the Middle. Thank God. Right. We're here again.
So, here we are again. Your hosts, Mark and Miles. I'm Miles.
I'm Mark. I'm just trying to get motivated to start talking.
Every time I start a show, I think of Full House with Bob Saget.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again with the twins.
Right. And so, they start off, they're like, wake up, San Diego. So I always have that news morning. Michael and Kelly,
Me, it's Robin Williams. And
Right. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. Yeah. Definitely not had. Things have not been. I feel like the world have never been the same since we lost Robin Williams. Once Robin Williams left, yeah. It's just been a very sad place.
It was very, very sad. I supported what he did, but yeah, it's sad.
Right.
Sad. He's an icon. Man.
He definitely was an icon. Yeah.
Did you happen to see that stuff going on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith and whatever.
And the R&B singer.
Whatever they're calling their kids now.
So the story, if you guys don't know, it went trending yesterday that an R&B singer named August Asina, I believe his last name is, he had a radio interview with Angela Yee of The Breakfast Club, and he went to details about their open relationship that he had with Jada Pinkett Smith and said, Will Smith gave him his blessings to do so. And, of course, everybody on social media went crazy. Like, they know Will Smith and Jada Pinkett personally, and just basically like, oh, this was going on, and you don't understand.
What would the social media
I was like, I didn't know they had so many friends.
Exactly. That knows them so much.
They know all the details. All the details of their lives.
Please. The, open relationships. Okay. Do they exist? Sure, they exist. Is there a particular lifestyle like that? Yes, there is. Long time. Been around a long time. This is nothing new. Mm-hmm. I don't know about in your community, in the black community. I'm not sure how popular that was. Mm-hmm. But, I know that has existed for a long time.
Right.
I think the one thing that social scientists have proven that they don't work. Not even close.
Right.
If you can just take a look at those people's kids, they don't know what the is going on.
Right.
All right. Forget the fact that they are famous and rich.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that.
Right. Because that's the only people focus on. It's like, they're rich and famous. They know what they're doing.
Let them do whatever they want.
They know what they're doing over there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's why I call it Hollywood.
Because those kids are not confused. I don't know. Who knows?
Right.
They could be the best kids in the world. I don't know.
Right.
We only get to see what they show us.
Right, the little snippets.
Yeah, which, that's not fair to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just nuts, man. It's nuts. And, there are relationships out there.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, as a millennials, they want to try these, living, what do they call that? There's a word for it, where they're living, they could be married, but they're living with others.
Oh, yeah, like polygamy?
No, not polygamy. Polygamy is multiple marriages. But it's a millennial term.
With the wife sisters and all that stuff?
No.
Oh, Lord. How much more are there?
it's this...
Five girlfriends, five boyfriends, five teeth.
Yeah, it's your living with your husband and your boyfriend.
Right.
I don't remember. Anyway, I'm doing this off the top of my head, so obviously I need to do a little more research. But it's kind of this thing, and they're trying to have this, these triad relationships, and I have friends whose children are doing this, or a kid is doing this, and. They get the kids. They get frustrated when it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, of course it's not working. It's never gonna work.
Right.
It's like, wake up. You want to pretend like you want to be in the new age. Men and women are not like that.
Right.
Okay. open relationships in my time were different. Mm-hmm. Open relationships mean you can go bang with whoever you wanted.
Right.
Right. Period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're not. They may call it open, but that's not what is being done today.
Right.
What's being done is you're having full on relationships with these people.
Right. With multiple people at the same time.
Yeah. It's like that doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't work.
You're spreading yourself too thin.
You can. Mm-hmm. You can talk to me till you're blue in the face about the like these Discovery Channel reality shows about, you know, multiple wives and, you know, all this garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number one, whatever they're showing you on those shows isn't true.
Right.
Right. Or it is so, like, it is so played. You know, reality TV, I'm sure you agree with me. You know, reality TV ain't reality.
Not at all.
Not even close.
Right.
It's just a cheaper version of entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Super cheaper.
Yeah. Housewives of whatever city.
Right.
You know, it's like, really? Please. You know, they So you've got open relationship, different relationships. You know, it's not like we're talking about biracial relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That's a completely different thing.
Right.
You know, open to say that I'm going to commit myself to somebody, but, you know, that... It doesn't work. It's proven to not work.
Right.
You know, show me any open relationship that lasted for any significant amount of time.
I can't point one.
You know, I'm not saying it's never existed in time.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that is such an outlier.
Mm-hmm.
It statistically doesn't matter.
One of the earliest stories I've heard about, like, a polygamous couple is the guy, I think his name is Dr. Marson, I believe his name was, the guy who created the Wonder Woman comic.
Oh.
So they actually made a film about it, matter of fact. I don't know if you ever seen the film.
Yeah. I don't remember. No, I did see that. Mm-hmm. I did see that. Yes.
Dr. Marson and Women, I think it was called or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was, like, one of the first... polygamous relationship where, you know, you had a man and a wife and they also had another girlfriend that was in the mix.
Right.
I think what happened at the end, the women just left him off and went on to do their own thing.
That. You know, again, it was, you know, these aren't successful relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have a committed wife and then, you know, decide as the male, like, yeah, I'm trying to... Because men do this all the time because, you know, we're mutts. that, you know, you just, they're not monogamistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they aren't. Is that a word? I have no idea. We're going to have to fact check that.
Right.
It's like monogamistic. Okay. You know, men typically are not naturally like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even in nature, that's rare.
Right.
I mean, it does exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lions.
Right.
Lions tend to be with their mates.
Mm-hmm.
The other, why did I go to the animals? Because now I'm thinking about lions. It's like, all right. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, the men naturally are not, you know, single mate people.
Right.
I mean, that's just not how they're made.
Right.
However, through you know, development and societal experience, and, you know, there is a basis for them to be that way.
Right.
Because of what comes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the commitment to an individual.
Right.
Everything that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Being in, you know, I've been married 27 years.
Right.
And, you know, it's not all fun and rainbows.
Right. Let me tell you. Not rainbow and sunshine.
I mean, it's been difficult.
Right.
It's been difficult on more than one occasion.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. You know, a relationship, a marriage is work.
Mm-hmm.
Work.
Right.
And it is, the benefits of that work come when things happen that you can share with that person.
Right.
Something, you know, it's a dedication to a person at a at a very deep level.
Right.
Now, men, getting back to this example you were talking about, you know, men that, you know, decide that, oh, this other person is very interesting. Okay, they probably are, but it's a side piece.
Right.
Okay. Europe and France, it tends to be a kind of a common thing.
Right.
Italy, common thing. It doesn't mean it's accepted.
Right.
They don't, you know, the wife, if she knows, she may accept it. She doesn't like it.
Right.
I don't think any naturally, somebody who is self, not self-reliant, what's the word I'm looking for? Self-aware, is going to be okay with that.
Right.
You know, it's like, you with me, you're not with me.
Right. That's it.
I'm happy to be with you. I'm happy to experience life with you. But if you're going this other route, it doesn't work.
Right.
As in your example, it didn't work either.
Right. I've done my fair share of dating, you know, and from, from high school to now, you know, I watched the shifts continually change. Like, as the year go by, you know, what people accepted was, you know, what was courting back in the day was no longer the, you know, the way anymore.
Courting doesn't exist.
Right. Not in the dating apps world. No.
Not in your generation.
Right.
Now it's all dating apps.
Right. Funny thing is, you know, being a kid who growing up in an internet age, you know, you remember the time where, you know, people would say, you don't talk to strangers on the internet. You know, you can't go in a random chat room and just talk to anybody. Now, you know, you just pull your phone out your pocket and you just swipe strangers all day.
Hey, Joe Blow is right over here on this, you know, two blocks over. Hey, man, you want to hook up? You know, it's like...
And the hookup culture is real. Like, I didn't understand, dating, trying to find a date now in a hookup culture is probably one of the, like, I don't want to say it's difficult, but it is difficult, you know, because sometimes you just want to be old-fashioned like
that. My generation started the hookup generation. You guys just perfected it with technology. Going through the 60s, 70s, 80s, come on, man. I was a mutt, and there was a reason for that. You know, the king of hookups. And, you know, there was... It's natural. It's just now it's simplistic, so it takes out everything else.
Right.
You don't need to get to know people anymore.
Right.
You know, you just, you want to know me? Here, you can read about
it. Right, literally on the description page.
Which is, you know, 90% false.
Right.
and it's like, where are these people going?
You know,
it's like, okay, you put up your profile, you probably lied, and now you're going to meet this person.
Right.
And if that picture isn't photoshopped, if it isn't really you...
Or an old photo.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was 150 pounds ago, but, you know, I'm still pretty, or I'm still handsome.
Right. Still got it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, still got it. With a... Never mind. There's no personal connection, you know.
Right.
Even if you found that person on the app,
right?
These dating apps, and everything they said was true,
right?
Okay, and you get there and you do your business. Hey, that was great. See you.
Right.
Okay.
Literally.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what they want. But
I've seen
that. That gets old.
Right.
And it gets old quickly. They want to tell themselves, you know, I'm a new age person.
Right. But eventually,
Told myself the same thing in the 70s.
Right.
Okay. Give me a break. People have been telling themselves that for like, it ain't it.
Right.
Okay. I mean, through the 80s, look, I've been, I have had more than my share of relationships or, you know, experiences. But I have never had anything worthwhile that I didn't have to work at.
Right.
That I didn't have to commit to. That I didn't have to, you know, open yourself up to people. You know, I've never really had a deep relationship with somebody that I didn't that I wasn't, or that I didn't do those things.
Right.
You know, you got to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You got to show people. You know, right. I'm not saying you do that every time. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you do it to just anybody because, right. you know, obviously you're going to get abused.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know,
I know I was on mm-hmm. one occasion.
Everybody at least gets abused. Yeah.
Well, again, you know, I was, you know, All American Boy Scout. Uh-huh. That was me. So, oh, yeah. These are my feelings. You know,
I mean, I know that. I was literally Brandon Fraser in Blast from the Past. That's how I realized, this is not going to work in my time at all.
Oh, let me see. Let me take that, you know, that ice pick out of my neck, and then we can, you know, talk real. But you know, that's part of learning.
Right.
That's part of life and mm-hmm. growing. And,
right.
You know, to find those things out.
Right.
Unfortunately, there are people that don't find those things out.
Right.
Or they don't want to find those things out. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they're sitting at home alone wondering, where have all the good men gone?
Right.
Where have all the
women?
Where have all the, you know, the solid women gone? Mm-hmm. Hey, look, they're all out there.
Right.
All of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just that everybody needs to get over themselves.
Right.
You know, like I had to. I just did it, I did it analogically.
Right.
But is that a word?
We're just making up new words.
Oh, man.
We're going to have to come up with a new glossary of words.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have my own dictionary. We'll call it the dictionary in the middle.
All right. The middle dictionary. Oh, man. Coming soon to mminthemiddle.com.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I have friends, you know, who like on these dating apps every single day. Like every day they get a new date. Like you know, I'm gonna see this person today and tomorrow I got a date with this person.
Yeah, something
and,
new.
Right.
Something new.
You know,
something
new. Basically something new. Yeah. New short shiny toy every day, you know.
Well, that's what it becomes.
Right.
It's kinda like the motivational industry.
Right.
You know. People get addicted to that stuff.
Right.
Oh, it makes me feel so good. Yeah, but you still don't do shit.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're tomorrow, you get up and you're right where you were before.
Right. And just feel shittier than ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you got to get up and you got to go to your motivation porn and then all of a sudden you got to feel good for a little while. And then you go back to your old shit.
Right.
You know, anyway.
One of the things I find really interesting, so when I look at my friend's dating life, you know, not even dating life, but just how they go about these apps. So the guys where, you know, just swipe until they find, you know, a girl that goes, bing, all right, cool. Yep. Where girls would just have all these different men profiles and, they get to choose who they want to match with and, you know, and, you yep. know, and what I find so interesting is neither side is happy. Not either. The ones exactly. who can't get any options, the ones who have all the options, neither of them are happy. You know, like I, one of my friends, he described it as it's almost like playing the lottery when he's on these apps. Because, you know, he's just like, all right, I don't know who's going to match with me. So I'm just going to swipe until, you know, one of them Bing. Matches. And then, you know.
And then you show up and,
Right. And
I mean, nobody knows what the percentages are, but, mm-hmm. you know, again, when they originally started mm-hmm. with Harmony,
eHarmony.
eHarmony. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had a formula, mm-hmm. and I will tell you about someone who I will not name.
Okay.
Who went on there. I'm sure this person is not the only one that's done that, mm-hmm. but talks about what they want in a relationship and a person. Mm-hmm. And getting an email back from them saying, we can't help you.
God.
I mean, it's like, wow. Talk about, hey, look, you're just not being realistic.
Right. It's like one of those old videos when the guy would get on camera and was like, hey, I'm, you know, my name is so-and-so. I'm looking for this type of person with this type of hair and this type of height and this mm-hmm. and that.
Yep.
And nobody wants that video.
Ding. I'm sorry.
This is your own video back. Jeez. Was that a big thing back then, the whole video dating thing?
Let me think about that for a minute. It was a thing. It wasn't what I would have considered because, you know, mm-hmm. at that time, mm-hmm. you know, I was too full of myself. Oh, man, you were way too good looking. That stuff. You don't need to be putting your stuff out there on a video thing.
So it was a stigma.
No, but it was a thing. No, it was a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it definitely was a thing. And which I am very sure grew into this industry that's in there now.
Before it was video, now it's just photos that you can swipe.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure it worked for some people. You know, in the early days of the internet, you know, some, you know, my sister-in-law met her husband through some chat room. I don't know what it was.
Right.
But, you know, that was early. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was like in the, I think you were probably three when that happened.
Right.
But the internet had only been really been out for, what, 3 years?
Right.
At that point? Mm-hmm. Or 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Where anybody could go on the internet.
Yeah. Because yeah. I remember getting my first AOL account.
Uh-huh. the dial-up sound.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever that is.
Right.
But, you know, that was 92.
Right.
You know, when I got that. Mm-hmm. But, man, things have changed. Oof.
And the thing is, you guys always had options back then. It wasn't like you only had a select few people you can date. Because that's what the argument people would have now. Like, oh, we have too many options. That's why it's so hard to date today. You know, because...
What does that mean?
Right, because I'm like, there were always people on this planet. It wasn't there was a short supply.
Exactly.
You know?
It's more acceptable to be interracial.
Right.
Now.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it is more acceptable to be... gay,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's more acceptable to be whatever.
Right, okay? Whatever you choose to be.
You know, so they actually have more supply than they did when I was, going through this time, that time period.
Right.
I mean, I had opportunities to date black women when I was in my, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, I'm not going to say it wasn't acceptable, because it was just beginning to be, and we're talking about the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
It was starting to become more acceptable, but it wasn't quite there yet.
Right. But there were, there were already images on TV.
I like me the sisters. Thanks. Great people.
The one thing I find interesting about my generation, I remember one time I was on a date, right? And this was a really good date. It wasn't like our date was having any problems. But we were watching another couple. We weren't a couple, but we could tell they were also having like their first date. And we, you know, occasionally like we'll make jokes. Like one of my favorite things to do for some reason is to like do like fake subtitles or whatever the next person's having that conversation. Like, I wonder what kind of conversation they're having over there, and we'll pretend to have that conversation.
So what are you doing? You texting your date?
No, we're talking to each other.
Oh, we're talking
to each other. And, I'll change my voice like, yeah, so I'll go. And, just pretty much. Right.
You're so awesome.
But I remember there was one time we thought we figured out the whole, their persona, who they were, how the date was going. And then at one moment, the guy just left and the girl just stayed there. And then she had another date that showed up right afterwards. Like literally, right, like not even 20 minutes after the guy left. And it was just like,
that's
wait.
Old school. That's old school. They used to do the same shit.
Yeah, that scheduled dates. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's an old school move. you see somebody that you'd like to get to know better, and you take them out and have a nice time, and then they go home, and you want to be a gentleman, and you are, and then you find your fuck buddy, and you go you go visit them.
Right.
That doesn't shock me at all. Because women are just like men in that regard.
Right.
Just like men.
Yeah,
regardless of what people tell you.
Well, one of the things my grandmother told me when I was younger, she was like, just know every woman got a guy for something. Just know that. You're not the only one.
Yes.
There's one guy that she calls to drive her somewhere, another guy she calls to feed, the other guy that she has sex with, the other guy that she's kind of talking to, but she's not sure yet. Just don't think you're the only one.
Yeah. You're a part of a Rolodex. If those are even a thing.
Right. Not anymore.
Do you even remember what those were?
I remember because my mother. But
I told you, I love your mom. I don't know her, but I love her. Oh, God.
Well, it's as a single man in 2020, it's just, and especially now with Corona, it's just like, how do you even even find the part that you, you know.
You don't.
You don't.
You stay in your house, man. you huddle in your house.
Right.
You look at apps all day. Don't contact anybody. Because you never know what that's going to turn
out. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You basically just have to look at yourself and go, I'm going to be alone the rest of my life.
And you know, I actually had that conversation.
Dude, you didn't have to make it dark.
No, I'm not saying, it's just, you know, it's like, you try to talk to different people, and you know, you find yourself talking like 7-12 people at the same time, trying to figure out, all right, which one's gonna be the lucky winner of the week, you know?
Yeah.
And it's sometimes you just forget to depressed because they're like, wow, none of this sounds like a viable option at all, yeah. You know?
Number one, it's way too many people.
Yeah.
You gotta do it one at a time.
Right.
And you just, you know, you make a date or you go out for coffee or whatever. Mm-hmm. See, going out for coffee wasn't a thing.
Right.
Back, like, when I was going through this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was I wrong? I definitely should have done that. But, you know, back when I was going through all that, that was, you know, let's go have a drink. That doesn't end well a lot of times.
Right. I literally stopped saying let's get a drink.
Yeah, I realized like, believe me, I've had to do the coyote thing. For those of you that don't know what that means, I'm not going to explain it. You're going to have to Google it.
We don't teach you how to think here. We just want you to think.
Yeah, exactly.
So figure it out.
Well, you're just dropping a wisdom right there. It's like, there's another pebble.
You know, a lot of people fashion themselves off of, you know, what they see on TV, what they see in reality shows, you know, especially like, you know, like my mom loved The Bachelor. She loved watching The Bachelor. And, you know, when I meet girls who are my age and they start talking about how much they love The Bachelor, I start realizing certain things of like, oh, so, you know, like they're okay with dating 7, 8, 9 guys at the exact same time. And they're like, but we're not exclusive. So, you know, you're free to go see whoever you want to see.
Yeah. That's old school. That's old school. I used to say the same shit. I mean, but what I've learned about dating is you really have to know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it you want?
All right.
It's like, do you want to just have a fuck buddy? Okay, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you want to have a girlfriend, mm-hmm. you know, somebody you can share things with and have fun with and that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and a physical relationship, great. Okay,
right.
And that, you know, but too many people want to go, you know, they want
everybody.
Look at all the, they want to, what is I'm trying to say? They are looking for an unrealistic result.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Because they're going to find the perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
There is no perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone you're going to bring into your life will be flawed
in
one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about what you're willing to accept into your life.
Right.
And unless you know yourself,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting back to this again,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless you know yourself, you will not be able to find that.
I actually said that to a friend of mine recently because, you know, she was on these dating apps every day, different date, you know, having sex with literally everybody, you know. And one day she just called me. She's just like, I'm so depressed. I'm like, what's wrong? I mean, and I had an idea what it was, but I'm just like, I'm not going to, you know, just tell you what's wrong.
You're
going to
be a gentleman.
Right. So like, well, what's going on? And she's just like, you know, I'm just realizing now maybe I just want to be with just one person instead of going around every day and, you know, hooking up with somebody new and they don't want me and, you know, I want to be able to share things with somebody. I want to be able to, you know, have someone understand. And I'm like, so why don't you work towards that? She's like, yeah, but, you know, everybody I meet, they not, you know, they don't get me right away. And I'm just like, but that stuff you have to work towards. You got that that type of stuff.
Trigger word. Trigger word. Work. Yeah, man. It's, I mean, the relationships. Relationships are hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're hard. Even if you're not married, relationships are hard.
Right.
Relationships between even friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a close friend of mine. We've been friends 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has it always been great? No. You know, but we have common ground.
Right.
You know, we appreciate each other. He's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I consider him my brother. I treat him like my brother.
Right.
I might treat him better than my biological brother. I don't know.
All right.
But, you
all
know, I mean,
work.
But those are, you know, those are things. Mm-hmm. Give and take, relationships, give and take. And you're not going to find that in an app.
Right.
Just not.
Right.
You know, you got to be involved, which is, I think, what takes out of the equation using apps, mm-hmm. is that fumbling around in groups of people to mm-hmm. try to figure that stuff out.
Right.
And, you know, is it more efficient? Sure. But is it successful?
Right.
No, mm-hmm. it's not. Because if it was, then all these people would be having great relationships.
Right.
And, you know, the dating apps would you wouldn't have someone who was using it all the time.
Right.
You would have new members all the time, all mm-hmm. the time, all right. the time, because somebody would, if they were working, they would find that significant person. Mm-hmm. That, you know, yeah, I'm not talking about, you know, lifetime partners, but mm-hmm. at least they would have a reasonably serious relationship with that person.
Right.
And whether it worked out or not, who mm-hmm. knows? But I haven't seen the data. I don't think that's because you took eHarmony, mm-hmm. which ended up with what you have now is Tinder,
right?
You know, and all the others,
other ones, your Bumble,
which
and
yeah,
and
yeah, it's like Tinder. Mm-hmm. That's not a relationship.
No, that's not really. That's literally. My friend literally told me, like, yo, if you're just trying to get laid for the night, just go on Tinder and, you know, swipe until somebody answers, and then just tell them where to meet up with you. Like, that's literally. Or, and I remember there was an episode of Family Guy. They're like, yeah, man, you're on the STD app. That's yeah, okay. That's the surefire way to get STD.
I had nerd up on that. That was good.
And it's just like, you know, it's like what you say, you know, you got to know what you want, you know, because a lot of times people have unrealistic ideas of, you know, what the perfect person may look like,
well,
or the perfect relationship.
Well, because, again, it goes back to not knowing yourself.
When I remember you told me when you met your wife, you knew she was the one, right?
Right off.
So at that moment, did you know who you were at the time and what you wanted?
Oh, who the hell? You know, I think for me, I think the answer is yes, mm-hmm. but it probably wasn't a conscious decision.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was like deep down I knew what I... See, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. People deep down mm-hmm. know what they need,
right.
which is a completely different thing than what they want.
Right.
And until they're able to let that in mm-hmm. and let that happen, you're going to be unfulfilled.
Right.
You know, and it's finding, you know, I was fortunate. I was at a time in my life where when I ran into my wife and, you know, we met one night, we went out on a date the next night, and on that date I knew.
Right.
You know, I would marry this woman. Mm-hmm. There is no question.
Right.
As much as she ran away from me and would continually tell me, I'm not saying no, it was... You know, I knew. It was a foregone conclusion in my mm-hmm. mind, period.
Right.
And she will tell you today, I stalked her. But that wasn't a thing back then. But right. Anyway.
Back then it was just pursuing.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
vigorously.
And that's another thing. My generation... You know, it's, they don't know where the line ends between stalking and when you're pursuing.
Know.
You know, they don't understand, you know, what is courting someone and what is cyber stalking. You know, what is, you know, yeah. being a gentleman and which is, you know, being a...
This is why you got to spend more face-to-face time with mm-hmm. people, you know, to get, you know, that's where the technology takes over.
Right.
Those are extremes.
Right.
Those are extremes you have to be really careful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know what the real answer is. Mm-hmm. All I know is, the more time you spend in groups of people, finding out what you like, what you don't like, mm-hmm. within people,
right?
You know, you're not going to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to be in the same spot,
right?
And unfortunately, you know, nowadays, the only group contact people outside of coronavirus. But the only group contact people have here at work.
Right.
You know, and that doesn't always, it's not always a good thing.
No.
Because if it doesn't work out, then you still got to work with that person.
Right.
You know? So
one of the best advice I ever got from one of my older cousins was like, don't ever date a girl that you work with. Don't ever, because you always run into
it. You don't know.
Yeah.
Now, did I pay attention to that? No. When I was a young man, no. Nope.
You made that mistake?
Yeah, well, I don't think it was a mistake. I remember. Mm-hmm. I think it may have been a mistake on others.
Right.
But I was, you know, I had relationships with people I worked with.
Right.
But I tended to pick or come together with people. It wasn't like I picked them out. It was like we chose each other.
Right.
And, you know, there were mutual understandings, you know. And again, this was a different environment.
Right.
This is in the 80s. You know. Now, things were different.
Now, around that time, were you guys bombarded like different information? Like, oh, this is what a woman wants. This is what a man wants.
I'm sure there was, but nothing like what you see.
Right. Because
today,
when I started dating, you know, the whole pickup artist thing was a huge thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, you had films like Hitch, you know, that just came out in theater, and the book, The Game, where, you know, these pickup artists were teaching other guys how to, you know, seduce women and, you know, how to attract women. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, women got, you know, the Cosmopolitan magazine or, you know, whichever magazine that's on the shelf these days. And, you know, they would be like, oh, this is what a man wants in a woman. This is how you attract a man. Like, well, this is how you attract a woman.
Yeah, that's been around forever, since magazines.
Right.
You know, I mean, it has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the, you know, Playboy magazine.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was all, but men knew it was fantasy.
Right.
You know, the expectation was that they were going to find a Playboy one.
Right.
But because back then, you wouldn't bring them home anyway.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, Mom. You know, here's Alice. She was last month's centerfold. No, you're not going to do that. You would take her places to show your friends.
Right.
You know, but is this the person you're going to bring home? Probably not.
Right.
You know, and that's just the stigma of that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you wouldn't, depending on who they were and what your situation was, but yeah, man.
People don't even bring people home anymore. Like, it's like, what's the point? At this point, it's like, why am I going to introduce you to my parents? We're going to be hooking up for a week and then on to the next person.
It's like, it's sad.
Right.
But it's, you know, that kind of thing started in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
with the Woodstock era?
Yeah. Free love. And, you know, we turned from being, I like to put it this way, it's like, it's when we turn from being a team to being individuals.
Right.
And everything started operating on individualism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything started being progressive.
Right.
You know, that was the women's movement. That was the civil rights, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that came out of that civil rights era was amazing.
Right.
But there were other things in play.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things is about relationships.
Right.
You know, they fought the whatever the standard were.
Mm-hmm.
Much like they're doing now.
Right.
But much like they realized then, they're going to start realizing now, it doesn't work.
Right.
You know, you can't redefine it because it is, for lack of a better term, it's biblical.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's getting ingrained.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you're not going to get any real benefit out of a relationship if you don't put in the work.
Right.
And really understand yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you understand yourself, you're going to know what you want.
Right.
You're going to know what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it goes back to what you need. And a lot of times that doesn't match up to what you want.
Right.
What you need is, you know, depending on your situation, depending on who you are.
Right.
You know, the flashy stuff out here, it's always internal.
Right.
It's always internal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of what anybody tells you, you know, it always comes out. You can go back to the beginning of time and Greek philosophers, and it's all about, you know, understanding yourself.
Right.
And understanding who you are inside.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, once you self-reflect, then you will have a basis to understand what you need in your life.
Right.
And when that comes to relationships, that's, you're going to know.
Right.
Instinctively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did. But, you know, who am I? You know, I was a kid that used to, as a young child, I used to stand, I used to go out into the lawn and just lie down and look at the clouds for hours.
Right.
You know, I'd go to school and I'd get a report card home and they'd go like, Mark tends to look out the window a lot. He seems to daydream a lot. And that, today that would be like brought in and cuddled and,
give you pills for ADHD.
Then, no. Then you just got slapped around.
Right.
Like, wake up.
Focus.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm just getting in touch with my creative side. No, you didn't have that conversation.
Right.
You're what?
You're creative. What?
Yeah, exactly. No, my son's slow. I'm going to have to take him to remedial reading. Oh, well. But that's a whole other story.
But, coming up, from, the early 90s all the way down to now, I grew up with a very old school way of thinking of how, love and relationships are supposed to be, and finding your first girlfriend and everything like that. Like, I pretty much mimic everything I saw, basically. So, you go to
and that's only gonna get worse.
Right.
As you see.
Right.
With information, technology, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to start spinning up, and what you experienced is going to be hyper to people who are the age that you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I can't even imagine trying to date now in high school. That must be.
I can't imagine being single. Are you kidding me? Single today? No thanks.
It's a whole nother headache that is just like sometimes not even worth it.
It's a nightmare.
It's a funny thing when I'm on Twitter sometimes. It would be on my feed. You would just see how, women would just be like, I think I'll live longer if I just stay out of relationships. Like, I'm just not going to marry anybody. Everybody around my age group is just literally convincing themselves, what they would call the nuclear family doesn't work for us anymore. That whole, that target don't exist. And they'll bring up, excuses like, the only reason why my grandparents, lasted 59 years together is only because my grandmother couldn't run off to get with somebody else. And, and my grandfather had like 2-3 different families. So it's not like it was perfect. And that would be their excuse of why they can't have a nuclear family or, get the picket fence and,
Exactly.
The American dream, quote unquote, And it's frustrating, at this age, because it's just like, so what next? Is this what it is now? It's like, are we just going to accept, the multiple flings and the open relationships?
Well, all I can say is you're the one's going to have to fix it.
All right.
But for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's about.
Right.
And finding that person, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna win,
right?
And
I think that's the fun part, though. It's part of the journey,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Because you'll just boom. You'll experience it,
right?
And you'll be like, then you'll be, why do I feel this way?
Right.
And then you start questioning it. Then you're gonna call me, and then I'm gonna slap you around. And I'm gonna say, yep, that's what I'm talking about. Wake up,
right.
Put the Twitter down.
As always, people, we're teaching you to be the change you want to see in the world,
Yes.
So if you're not liking the dating scene, be the change, Be that one date. Be that one different date that has the other person think, like, maybe I should do something different.
And you may have to be that one example over and over again.
Right.
Be the example. But be the change.
Right.
And have a good time.
Later, y'all.